This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. When we think about winter, we often think about things like soup, squash, macaroni and cheese. We don't think about lemons.
But on this Food Friday, we're talking about a very special kind of lemon that's only available around January. It's the Meyer lemon.
And one of our in-house foodies here at WPR, Lori Skelton, spent this week making all kinds of treats with Meyer lemons. I mean, you could smell it in the hallways. And she's here to share some recipes with us. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
It is good to be back, especially with this kind of a wonderful ingredient.
Now, what exactly is a Meyer lemon?
These were, quote, discovered in China in 1908 by someone that the Department of Agriculture had sent to Asia to find new plants. And Frank Meyer found this particular tree that was actually only being used as a decorative houseplant in China. It has little lemons on it. They're about half the size of the lemons that we are used to. The skins are very thin. You can actually eat the peel because there's not a lot of that bitter white pith in them. The acid content is lower, and the taste itself, while it's a true lemon, it's a sweeter lemon.
Now, where did they grow these things?
They were in almost everyone's backyard in California up until about 1950. There was a virus that wiped out almost every Meyer lemon and did actually wipe out a lot of the citrus crop in California then. They found a strain that was virus resistant, and that's what's being grown. But because those skins are so thin, they don't ship very well. So they don't show up in Wisconsin that often. I discovered them at a co-op years ago and have been fortunate to keep an eye on them ever since. They're one of my favorite things to liven up, as you say, dull winter recipes.
Yeah, we are going to miss your week preparing for Meyer lemons. I got to say that much. It's been a blast and such a tasty blast. I think of Meyer lemons, and I've only known about them for a few years, as more fragrant and perfumey than an ordinary lemon. How would you describe them, though?
Some people have said that they remind them of flowers. Perfume did come up when we actually did a taste off this week where I made a pan of lemon bars with regular lemons and a pan with Meyer lemons. And the Meyer lemons did come off as sweeter, a lighter texture. And some people did like that perfumey, or in some cases that green herb is mm-hmm. what they were saying. It is, for some palates, a lighter flavor. And for the lemon bars, it actually turned out about half and half. Half of our taste testers loved that delicate, perfumey essence. And some of them said, I'm sorry, if it's a lemon bar, I want a big citrus punch.
And it was actually very unscientific, too, right? It was just random people who walked up. But I liked the Meyer lemons. I thought they were good.
The texture was a little bit different, more of a custard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that has to do, again, with that lower acidity, which is one of the reasons why Meyer lemons are so great in desserts that have cream. And you have some Meyer lemon ice cream in front of you right now. Here's the lovely thing about Meyer lemon ice cream. In this recipe, I had a cup of half and half, 3 cups of cream, and nearly a cup of juice. Now, that's a lot of liquid, but it only required a cup of sugar. So if you are looking to scale back on just how much sugar you take in at this time of year, Meyer lemons might be a really great way to go. Meyer lemon baked custard, so easy to do and such a great thing to add. And so what do you think about the ice cream?
The ice cream rocks my world. I'm serious. This might be the best ice cream. I mean, I love fruity ice creams, but this ice cream is amazing. It is perfumey and fragrant, but it's also, I don't know, there's just something je ne sais quoi about it, Lori.
Well,
what is it? What
yes,
is
you
it?
Want to speak French. It's not very sweet either,
which is nice.
It's
not cloyingly sweet. A lot of times if you run into a lemon-flavored something in the supermarket, it's got that metallic taste mm-hmm. on the finish when you're not dealing with a really good lemon flavor. And so, no, you're not going to have that sickening sweetness to it. But it's certainly sweet enough. What you might be catching is the batch of ice cream I made did have some cardamom in it. I got that recipe from the LA Times. I will be honest, as much as I love cardamom, I don't really taste it, and next time I might up the cardamom factor. But that may be what you're getting. The sweetness, the perfume of the lemon can certainly play off that perfume in cardamom, that real nose tingling
yeah.
essence.
Yeah, it works well with the ice cream. And we should point out that I think all of these recipes are posted on our Facebook page. You've been experimenting and cooking all week. And another one of the greatest hits of the week has been today's offering, besides the ice cream, and it was the Meyer Lemon Salsa. Tell us about that.
This is something that Susan Goyne of the L.A. restaurant Luke came up with. This is one of the hot spots for Mediterranean dining in Los Angeles, and she serves this with just about any firm white fish. I actually brought in some shrimp to saute, and it's the Meyer lemon chopped up, again, with the peel, a little bit of chopped green olive, a little bit of chopped shallot, a little bit of parsley, and a little bit of vinegar to brighten it, a little bit of salt and pepper, and a little bit of olive oil. And it just played beautifully with that shrimp.
I was initially afraid of it, actually. When I first heard that you were making salsa out of lemons with the hunks of lemon peel in it, it disturbed me. But then when I ate it, it was really good. It was really good.
We had some people say it might work also with a roasted duck or chicken.
Yeah, and white fish. I could see it working with that. Really.
And one person I thought this was brilliant, suggested you use that salsa instead of pickle relish on a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
I thought that was brilliant. So then one person even said they'd eat it straight out of the bowl with not even a chip.
Oh, no, I can understand that. And again, I mean, it's one of those things where it sounds a little bit weird, you know, the idea of having lemon peel in your salsa. But it's such a thin peel, it's actually pretty easy to eat. Yeah. And it's delicious. I mean, it really is pretty good.
Of course, the peel is where you're going to get the lemon oil, which will, again, carry that flavor one step further.
Hmm. So if you're using the peel of the lemon, as you did in that salsa, do you have to do anything special to prepare the lemon, scrub it down like you would with a potato peeler or anything?
No, actually, you don't. You know, certainly give them a wash in case there is a little residual something on them from the store. But no, you sharpen your knife so you can get a nice fine cut and chop it up like it's an apple. It really works beautifully.
Excellent. Well, in keeping in with our seafood theme, there was another recipe that you tried, and this was bold also. This is a Meyer lemon ceviche.
Do you eat ceviche often?
I had my first ceviche about a month ago, so
I don't know what ceviche is. I'm just completely lost. What is a ceviche?
It's basically one step up from sashimi. You're taking good grade raw fish, and instead of eating it raw, you are letting a citrus of some sort play with the protein. You're not quite cooking it. It's not quite like adding heat or searing it, but you are changing the structure of the protein that it's safe to eat. I love ceviche and I love scallops, but I usually find that ceviche tends to overpower that delicate fish. I thought sweeter lemon would have to be the perfect match for it. Here again, very minimal ingredients, red pepper flakes, a little parsley, a little garlic, olive oil, lots of Meyer lemon juice, and then chop up your scallops, let them sit in the Meyer lemon juice for about 15 minutes, and then you toss it with the olive oil mixture, like a chimichurri. And again, it seemed to go over really, really well for those who love ceviche and for those who never had it.
So I take it you did not try that yesterday, Mike.
No, I completely
missed
it.
You missed that one. Yeah, that
I
was
didn't even know what it was, so I was confused. Yeah, anyway.
That was another beautiful one. Again, something about the Meyer lemon seems to pair well with seafood.
It's, I think, the delicate nature of it. For some people who, again, love that real solid note of a citrus punch, that's one way to go. But if you are afraid of having your other flavors overpower a really good piece of fish, Meyer is a really good way to start playing with citrus and seafood.
So basically what we were doing this whole week is you were taking situations where you'd normally have, you know, your average grocery store lemon. I don't even know if they have names.
Eureka is the one that I think shows up most in Wisconsin.
So those are those big kind of knobby ones. Those are Eureka lemons. And you replace them with Meyer lemons and to see exactly where you found the best matches. What blew your mind personally as a cook?
What surprised me was the first time I encountered Meyer lemons, I was using them in a simple butter sauce to jazz up boring winter vegetables, root vegetables. And I love them in vegetables. I was a little bit surprised at how much I enjoyed them outside of seafood with meats that were a little bit sturdier. I had a little bit of sausage in the freezer, tried it at home, and it was a lovely pairing.
You put lemon in sausage? Really?
Just a little bit on the side. That was actually a suggestion from the British cook Nigel Slater. He does a fried sausage sandwich and he grates lemon zest on top of it. And I thought it was a little bit odd at first, but it was really, really pleasant. Lemon and pork was not something I was expecting to like. And this was an absolute delight.
Wow.
See, Mike, Nigel does it.
Exactly. If Nigel does it, it must be great. I am really blown away at how versatile the Meyer lemon is. So why do we only get it just a couple months a year?
Again, these are on the delicate side, so it's hard to ship them commercially. There are places where you can mail order your own lemons. If you feel like dealing with 10 pounds of lemon at a time, you can, you know, hit the internet, and there's a number of places to mail order.
There are lemon dealers?
Yes, there are. If you do find yourself with an abundance of Meyer lemons, if you can't use them all up at once, they are amazing. If you zest them and put some of the lemon zest in the bottom of the ice cube tray and then put your juice on top of that. That way you get to hang on to all of that great flavor, even if you can't use it all immediately. So yes, once you've frozen your blocks of juice and zest, once they're solid, you take them out, put them in a sturdy bag, leave them in the freezer for whenever you decide to get creative with
the
juice.
That's a really good idea. Could you also just do cubes of straight up Meyer lemon juice? Would that last?
Of course. But there's something about having the lemon oil that's delivered in fresh zest that I really like hanging on to.
Well, Lori, thanks for being here with us. That was Lori Skelton, one of the WPR in-house foodies. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
My pleasure.